Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, happy Monday to you. It's a victory reaction Monday here in the loop on Sports Radio 610 after the Texans get a 23-14 victory over the Tennessee Titans. Week 18. Regular season's over, y'all. And that means that we're headed off to the playoffs. You can gear up for the playoffs at Academy Sports and Outdoors, mind you. Thanks to our friends at Academy for getting us ready for this weekend with our new Ready to Roll playoff
shirts.
Pretty
sweet, aren't they? Look at them.
It does. It's pretty nice. It is pretty nice. Mm-hmm. And there's division championship hats as well. So you can get yours at your local Academy Sports and Outdoors before this weekend, where on the text line, they're like, the 281 says, NRG would explode if Tank Dell could find a way to crawl, limp, or roll out of the tunnel first on Saturday and lead the team on the field. Yeah, it'd be pretty loud in there.
That would be dope.
It would be dope.
Come out on that cart.
Ah, man.
With Toro.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. It sounded like he was clowning my wheelchair.
Not that cart.
Okay.
The good cart.
Yeah, I was like, don't clown Tank Dell. Well, that makes me a little scared.
Don't roll him out like Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, right? Rest in peace.
Or Jim Irsay.
Yeah,
that old.
Yeah. No, he's
like 65. He's like 3 or 4 years older than me.
I didn't know he was in that bad of shape.
Yeah.
Is he in his 60s?
He's in his 60s.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I know he's a little older than me, and he shouldn't be looking like that.
Yeah, I was like, Jim Irsay.
That was an interesting little machine he was 65. Rolling on, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I was like, yeah.
Hey, I will. That's gonna be John Lopez in a couple years.
Hell no. Well, I guess you never know.
Well, you know what? Let's
not planned, to put it that way.
That's fair. All right, let's see what John Lopez has about that victory and other Texas things in the OG's passing thoughts.
Experience, wisdoms, opinions, barbecue sauce. Our guy Lopez has it all and shares it with you.
I used to go into the clubhouse and I just.
It's time for the OG's passing thoughts.
Tell me a story, OG.
We shake our head every time we hear John's part.
I also haven't heard it in a few weeks, so it just. All right, okay.
It's got a great shelf life. First passing thought on what we just heard real quick. We're going to revisit it.
D'Amico Ryan's talking to the media.
We will dig in more on what D'Amico said, but this is just sort of, you know, stream of consciousness passing thoughts here. And two things stood out on D'Amico's availability here today, live on Sports Radio 610, kind of. Number one, he knows they have their hands full with the Chargers. Like, that is a squad.
Correct.
Man. That is a squad that maybe a lot of people haven't been around here, haven't been paying a lot of attention to, but he lined it all up. They turn the ball over. They've got great coverage. Derwin
James.
They
don't turn the ball over.
They don't turn the ball over.
Offensively, yeah.
You know, their edge rushers, their strength is edge rushing, which can maybe hurt some of your weaknesses.
Yeah, hello, Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa. I always got to remember which one. Nick played for the Niners.
And then their strength on offense is protecting the your strength rushes. On defense.
Yes.
So that's one thing that really stood out. He knows they have their hands
great
full.
Great draft picks. Rashawn Slater, Joe Alt. Like, my goodness, man, we are cooking on the edges, baby.
And then the other thing that stood out, he said it several different ways. He said, live in the moment, make the most of what's in front of us, laser focus on what matters right now. Nothing else matters. It's how you're playing right now. He said it several different ways. And what he's saying is, let's forget what happened. Let's forget the vast majority of this season when we've been up and down. So I thought that was very, very telling. And we'll, as I mentioned, we'll dig in some more.
For sure. Yeah, no, and it feels like that's kind of the way you have to go about this, right? Like,
yeah.
Yes, you understand the deficiencies that this team maybe exhibits in time to time. Like, you know this team at this point. You've gone through the season with them. But at the same time, you can't dwell on that, especially going into a game where neutral observers are viewing this as a three-point mm-hmm. or around a three-point underdog situation to a visiting team on your home turf. You can't afford to also bog yourself down with, like, your team constantly, like, being too focused on that. Yeah. Hey, let's get out there and try and be the best versions of ourselves as we know at this point.
Forget what happened. Let's talk about today. And that's what he's doing. All right, another passing thought here. You know how I feel about Amy Adams Strunk, you know, that woman.
Mm-hmm.
But this whole Oilers and decking out the stadium and the Oilers stuff, it's kind of sad now, isn't it?
No, it absolutely is. And I do appreciate that so many people in sports see it for what it is, and they're like, for real, y'all?
Yeah.
Especially because it would hit a little different if they did it the same way they did last year, right? Where they wore it in multiple games. Like, this was clearly them trying to needle the Texans.
Last year and this year.
Well, yes, but I mean, at least they wore it in some other
they
games.
Like,
I'm not trying to give them any level of, I need to make that clear, right? My allegiances lie with the city of Houston. I want that to be abundantly clear. However, at least you have some plausible deniability in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what really got me was not just that they were wearing it, right? And I understand that this is all part and parcel of, you know, choosing your jersey, right? The end zones. But then along the sides of
that's what I'm saying, decking it out.
Where it says Oilers.
Yeah.
I'm like,
they put that in. It's almost identical to what used to be in the Astrodome.
I know. I hate it so much.
Yeah.
Hate it so
much. But the thing is, there was a time when we all would just kind of get mad and you know, just slam on, you know, on everything, you know, Tennessee Titans trying to be the. It's kind of pathetic now.
Yeah.
It's just sad.
I'm at a point, I'd rather them just go by the Tennessee Oilers, man. Like, just take the Houston out of it at this point, man.
Yeah.
Just go Tennessee Oilers.
They tried. They couldn't stomach it.
Yeah.
They tried. They couldn't stomach it. And that's why they came back around to Titans.
And while we're on this topic, he's not even playing anymore. He's retired. But somehow, some way, even though J.J. Watt is retired, he was kind of the star of the game. And I got a big kick out of, you know, the reaction to, CBS, you know, showed Titans and Texans highlights during the Titans. And, no, man, this was planned. This was a professional troll job by J.J. Watt. This was not a mistake. This was J.J. Watt stealing the show.
Time to go to New York for an update.
Guys, this must be a mistake, but I'm going to do it anyway. We've got a Houston Oilers fumble picked up by the Houston Texans and ran back for a touchdown. And yes, that does appear to be two times in a row that the Houston Oilers uniforms have been worn against the Houston Texans, and the Texans happen to be 2-0 while wearing them. How about that?
Thank you, JJ, for that history lesson.
That's awesome.
Yeah, everybody's in on a bit.
Yes, except for some people who comment, like, awful announcing, and I want to say another big website, like, oh, hey, they went to Texans and Titans. No, man, this was planned. This was awesome. This was JJ trolling Amy Adams.
Yeah, but I think the thing for me was that, and I imagine the thing why those other people did not fully understand is, it'd be one thing if JJ just said it in passing, whatever. Like, they had the
Houston. He went Houston.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
do JJ usually do those? Because usually it's like Nate Burleson.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
It's usually like Nate Burleson or somebody like that.
Yeah, that is true. JJ to do it, and then also like. Specifically having that, it takes like the producers and people, there's more people involved.
Yes, yes.
TV is so many moving parts, and for all those people to be like, yeah, we're gonna do this for the bit of trolling the Titans,
and they gotta make it like it was a mistake. They
can't just say
we doing this.
He even
on purpose.
Said it. Oh, this may be a mistake.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna do it anyway.
Yeah, that'd be like a funny mistake.
Shout out to JJ. How do you not love that guy? Another passing thought here. He was only out there for just a bit. But it got clear to me, Azeez Al-Shaair is going to be a man possessed for however long the Texans are in there. He came in, he made some, I think he was in on the very first tackle of the game.
Yes.
Yeah. And just like, Al-Shaair, put a pin in that. We haven't really gotten the breath of, breath with a D, the breath of what this linebacker core can look like, you know, with Christian Harris and Toa Toa and Al-Shaair. I think Al-Shaair is going to ball.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. In fact, it was interesting seeing there was a, you know, some a lot of base defense in that game where you only got a few moments of like Miles Bryant coming in that that nickel situation. Mm-hmm. And there's been people clamoring for it, especially with Christian Harris being back, that, you know, the versatility that he has. I think that you were given a little bit of a good reason to like have some expectation there, because again, being just seeing those two guys back together, Toa Toa and Azeez, it restored the feeling a little bit. Again, against a Titans team that's not great, but seeing those guys back out there, putting Christian Harris along with that, man, let's see what this defense can do with the full complement.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Another one for you guys here, passing thought. Laremy Tunsil's in playoff form, isn't he?
That was, yeah, man. I am going to very much hold on to, because you're in a place where you need to have, at least I personally need to have some hope going into the playoff game, right? Like, you saw the first drive and everything going well there. And, you know, the second half of the season, he had kind of nullified those things. I am willing to get myself to believe, whether I am, you know, lying to myself or whatever. If it's a lie, I got to fight on that lie. Word to the wire and Slim Charles, that what Ross Tucker brought up on the broadcast is a large part, if not entirety, what was happening there, which is you bring in the backup quarterback, the cadence is a little different, and that throws him off his schedule. Because then he had a couple of instances where he was just kind of leaning before the snap actually gets called, and that draws some pre-snap penalties. It still made him the leader in penalties on the year. I think it was like his 12th or 13th false start penalty. So, like, it's clearly an issue for him as an individual. But for the most part, we hadn't seen him until you have a change in quarterback. And I'm going to lean on the idea, lean and hope, that that is the what ultimately brought this on, as opposed to just some falling off of the wagon of being on his P's and Q's there.
Yeah, I'm kind of rolling with that too, man, because I think that's what made Laremy Tunsil so good, that he know, once he know how to time that cadence or that snap, like, he's damn near unstoppable.
Yeah.
I think the issue is when he don't time it right, that's when you get the false starts. So I think he just got so comfortable with C.J. Stroud and just that timing. I think that just kind of threw him off.
That might be part of it, but there were 10 other guys with a new quarterback as well.
But they ain't good as Tunsil.
They're not as good as Tunsil. Another passing thought for you. I love the way DeMeco played this, and we talked about how it couldn't have gone any more perfect for the offense. You know, boom, 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 touchdown. Okay, have a seat. Except for one thing.
Okay.
And that is, why did Nico Collins go back out there? Like, he is, like, if anything happened to Nico Collins, we would be going ballistic. He went out for what, two or three more series.
Yes.
Sit CJ. You can't sit everybody, but sit your stars. CJ went down. Joe Mixon sat down. Dude, you're trying to find more receivers right now. Why are you putting Nico Collins back out there?
I don't know, but I enjoyed seeing it. Like, that's a,
yeah. Oh yeah.
You got away with it. No harm, no foul. I was just like, all right, it's cool, man. I was okay with that. Now, the one thing about it, and I talked about this, I would have liked to see even more Deontay Johnson, but that is more of a selfish thing. And earlier on, because, I mean, he displayed why you're excited for him. Like, the routes were crisp, right? When he had the opportunities, he produced. I just would have hoped to see that more, especially with CJ. But, I mean, DeMeco assures us that he likes what he's seen in practice from him, that he's been able to, you know, really grasp onto anything, everything that they asked of him.
Yeah.
And he said it specifically that they are going to feed him more as they go along and see what he can handle for him. So, yeah, I mean, all of those things help the short wide receiver-wise. But, yes, I understand what you're talking about with Nico Collins, I was happy to see it, man. Go ahead and let Nico cook.
All right, so
and they got the ball to him, like, in different Ways. Yeah, him and Deontay. They got what was the bubble screen to Deontay Johnson? Yeah. And I was like, okay, I get it. Our general.
That one I wanted to see. I don't know about Nico, all those extra series.
Right. As a team or as a fan base and everything, I'm sure that everybody's looking at that like, oh, okay, the possibility of more screens. That doesn't go well. But if you have an opportunity to get the ball to your playmakers in space, like it still feels right academically.
Yeah.
And Deontay Johnson provides possibly the skill set to help make that work too.
It didn't count, but we can all say this together. The ball finds Kalen Bullock. Or Bullock. What was that? What was that about?
Yeah, it seems like
what was that all about?
It seems like there's been a changing, maybe not a changing, a confirmation of the correct way to pronounce his name. And so it goes from being that Bullock that I think we've all assumed that it was to what is it? You remember Reggie Bullock?
Yeah.
That type of pronunciation. So shout out to them getting that change. But I wish we had known earlier.
Somebody said it earlier this season. I want to say
Bullock.
I wasn't sure what it.
We gotta ask him.
Yeah, no, you gotta ask him. Mm-hmm. He probably don't even care at this point.
But that guy, you know, of all the returning players, we still have a lot of meat on the bone this year, but of all the returning players, especially young ones next year, boy, I'm looking forward to what he might be able to become because he's just been outstanding.
High point in the football again.
Man.
And that'll be interesting to see how that factors in this game, as you mentioned, and as D'Amico obviously said, Justin Herbert has not been putting that ball up there for defenders to go and get. However, it's nice to have somebody back there that you know is a threat that possibly puts that thought into the mind of the opposing quarterback and maybe change the way that they play in some way.
This passing thought is more of a question for you and Figgy. What do you expect of Damian Pierce this weekend?
Some good returns.
Goes back to what he was.
Yeah.
The returns. Maybe a couple of carries.
I don't think they like splitting carries I don't think he's going to get, oh, let's give him 10 carries this game. Nah, I don't think so.
That was 2023 Damian Pierce.
Man, he hit that hole really well. The 92-yard touchdown.
Or 2022, whatever it was. Yeah.
Was absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. And he had to make a little bit of move. He was a little bit of wiggle. That wasn't like a running straight
just
into the hole.
Just
running
hard.
He was running hard, but he saw that this gap was a little bit off to the left. Made a slight adjustment. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to pretend like he made a huge bounce in the way that we've seen Joe Mixon
found room,
but he found the gap and he hit it hard, right? Like that is the expectation of him, and that gave me a little hope that okay, he might be seeing the line a little bit better, as the line also played better in this game blocking wise. But yeah, they gave him an actual seam to hit, but it felt like, all right, you're seeing it better. And that was really the big issue with Damian Pierce. It's not that he can't run the football, but you gotta see, what's happening there, so that you're not taking all of that physical, run right into the back of a lineman. You're taking that into a speed and maybe hitting a defender or hitting open space and seeing grass.
This one is similar to the Damian Pierce one, but I don't know if Derek Barnett's play is how much it's going to affect the rotation next week, but he made some money. He made some money this year and specifically yesterday. He's an unrestricted free agent after this season. Derek Barnett balled out. Balled out yesterday, big time. And that's not even just because of the touchdown, but he looked really good.
Yeah, man, the defensive line in general has been one of the bright spots for Nick Caserio. There's just been basically all the acquisitions have been really helpful, very good. Even someone like Tommy Togiai has been really good coming up off the practice squad and giving you needed time after, Foley Fatukasi's dealt with injuries of late. He's come in. Obviously, Settle's been really good. I was even talking to you earlier about how Mario Edwards started the season on a tear, and he even has kind of filtered back into, deeper in the depth chart. But, man, it's just been a really well-orchestrated, personnel-wise for the defensive line, and they've hit on all those. I mean, even Jerry Hughes. So, shout out to Caserio and the defense. Obviously, all the parties involved, right? The coaches, Burks, and of course D'Amico Ryans, because that has been a beautiful part of this team, and it's going to be fun seeing that against, as you mentioned, a solid offensive line in the in the Chargers on Saturday. There you go, the OG's passing thoughts after a 23-14 victory versus the Tennessee Titans. Technically didn't mean a lot, did not have a lot of stakes, but at the same time, you got to see the Texans play a better brand of football, which was as according to D'Amico Ryans, the whole objective there, and we'll see how much that impacts the game going forward into the wild card game this weekend. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's do some Let's Talk Confessions.